There are several uses for the rows and rows of tall corn stalks that decorate the fields of many farmers' properties. The often golden vegetable can be cooked for dinner, converted into ethanol, or planted in specifically designed rows to create a maze. Rod Wallace and his family planted several corn stalks earlier this year to create the Ozark Corn Maze. The inspiration to build the labyrinth, which is located on Highway 112 in Cave Springs, came to Wallace a few years ago.
You know, I'd seen one on television several years ago and wanted to do one ever since. Finally got an opportunity, and we just, you know, a year ago, I told my wife, I was like, let's just find a way, we'll do it. So we found the land, we visited a maze, we did a lot of research, and here we are.
Wallace and his family live about a mile from the maze. He leased the land to construct the 5.5-acre corn maze, which has been open to the public since September. An aerial photograph of the property on the attraction's website reveals that the maze is cut in the shape of the University of Arkansas's Razorback logo. To create the design, Wallace hired a Lee's Summit, Missouri company called Precision Mazes.
What we did is we hiked around it with a GPS and captured those coordinates. Then we designed the maze to fit within that space and then came back with a GPS-guided mower to cut the maze.
While the Missouri-based company helped with the design, Wallace and his family planted the rows of corn on their own.
We have it's an older planter, but it's a four-row corn planter. And for a maze, you plant a crisscross pattern. You first plant north-south, and then you turn and plant east-west to make the crop denser so people can't see down the rows.
The maze is open Thursday through Sunday, and admission is $7 for the public and free for children 3 years of age and younger. Wallace says people of all ages have visited the attraction this year, and for those who are concerned about getting lost in the corn labyrinth, maps are available.
We have maps, and we encourage folks to fold it up, put it in their pocket, go get lost, and then look at the map. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes to do the maze. It's a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, not too bad.
In addition to the maze itself, there is a corn cannon and a petting zoo full of goats. There is also a tractor that pulls a train of plastic barrels shaped like cows in which children can ride.
We're safe family fun. You know, we're reasonably priced. We're similar in price to going to a movie. But it's something where a family can come to. And you interact with your family. If you go see a movie, you see a movie, and your child sees a movie. If you come here, you can solve the maze together. You can shoot the corn cannons together. It's very much a family activity.
Wallace says the maze's inaugural year has been a success. When it closes on November 14th, he says he will harvest the corn, plow, and replant the crop in a new formation in June for next year's maze.
It's been great. You know, it's been so much fun, and we want to do it again and again.
As the corn maze wraps up for the year, Wallace and his wife have decided to spend the attraction's remaining weeks helping out the community. From November 4th until the Ozark Corn Maze's last day, Wallace is hosting a food drive to benefit the Samaritan Community Center's Food Pantry, Soup Kitchen, and Kids Snack Pack programs.
We just think that Samaritan House does a lot of good for good people. And so what we're doing is we're asking folks to bring a can of food. And for each can of food that's brought here, we'll, of course, deliver that can to Samaritan House. But my wife and I will also give $1 for each can that's brought here.
More information is available at ozarkcornmaze.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.